St. Pete Day. News Iris. Peter M. Peter Minta. Irish MB. St. Patrick's Day is coming Tuesday the 17th of March.
Yippee!
Of 2026. Read me a... Read eggs and ham. Some I am. Read eggs and ham. Read beer. Chugga 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 lugga lugga. Corned beef and cabbage. Yippee!
I love corned beef and cabbage. It's my favorite too.
And potatoes.
How about dessert?
Dessert! Key lime pie. Soda bread. Raisins. Frosting.
Yummy, I love frosting.
It's also Gaelic.
Yeah. All right. Don't we have a special basketball team in this state?
Mm-mm.
That reminds us of the Irish. Don't we have that?
Yeah.
Who is that basketball team? It reminds us of the Irish. Who are they?
Notre Dame.
No, in Massachusetts, buddy. Who are they?
Boston Celtics.
Yes. How many Irish players are on the Boston Celtics? Can we name them?
Number of teams!
Who are the players? Can we name the players?
I don't know the players.
Who are the players? Jim, you must know some of the players.
I don't know the players.
Boston Celtics, right in the microphone. Wait, let's
see. Larry Bird!
Yep, right in there. Hold it up close so we can hear you. Big, big voice.
Larry Bird.
Yeah, there you have it. Larry Bird, one of the all-time greatest basketball players.
That's great.
Let's hear some more. Who else? Kevin.
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 Oh.
What's his last name? Kevin. Kevin Mc.
Kevin McHale.
Kevin McHale. Danny.
Age.
Robert.
Robert.
Peh. Robert Peh.
Robert Pale.
Robert Perry.
Robert Perry.
Robert Perry.
Robert Parrish.
Parrish, there it is. Let's see, who else? John Havlicek.
John Havlicek.
Yeah, how about him? Bob.
Bob Cousy.
There you go. How about
Bobby Heinsohn.
There you go. Let's see. Oh, of course, who is one of the greatest, other than Bob Cousy, who is one of the greatest Boston Celtic players of all time? Who is that?
Johnny Most.
Oh, Johnny Most, yes. He was an amazing announcer for the Boston Garden for many, many years.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember Johnny Most. We can hear a little bit of Johnny Most. Who's the other famous, well, one of many famous basketball Boston Celtic players? Who is that?
Bill Russell, Paul Pierce, James Harrison, John Havlicek, Bob Cousy, Dave Cowan, Jason Tatum, Dylan Brown, Kevin McHale, Mark Parrish.
We got a list of Boston
Red Auerbach.
We got a list of Boston Celtics head coaches. We had Tommy Heinsohn, which you mentioned. Casey Jones. Who else? Phil who?
Wycliffe.
No. Wait a minute. Who's this guy?
Who?
Who's that? You see the name?
I know the name.
You do? Say the name.
I think...
Oh, ML Carr. Remember him?
ML Carr.
Tiny Archibald.
Tiny Archibald.
Dave Cowan. Chris Ford.
Casey Jones.
Bill Fitch.
Bill Fitch.
Red Red Auerbach.
Red Auerbach. Tom Heinsohn. Bill Russell. Tom Sanders.
Dave
Callen. Bill Fitch. Casey Jones. Lee Rogers. Chris Ford. Emil Carr. Rick Pitineau. Jim O'Brien. Don Carroll. Doc Rivers. Brad Stevens. Emma Sunday. Joe Mazzola.
All right. What else do we have to say about St. Patrick's Day? How about four-leaf clovers?
Four-leaf clovers, like...
Oh, wait a minute. You know who might be able to tell us about four-leaf clovers?
Ooh!
Who do you think?
She's
right here in this room.
Who? Professor Mindy!
Professor Mindy.
Professor Mindy!
And now it's time for your favorite show, Question with Professor Mindy. Today brought to you by Coffee Mate. Nothing says morning with Peter M. like Coffee Mate. Now here's your host, Peter M.
Professor Mindy,
I have a question
for you. Four-leaf clovers. Tell us about four-leaf clovers, please. Why are they lucky?
Can you get superstition?
Superstition? I have a four-leaf clover in my pocket. Is it lucky? It do?
Be careful if I were you.
Be careful if I were you. Be careful if I were you. Why?
Don't say I warned you.
I warned you.
Don't say I warned you. Attack your leaf clover against superstition or else.
I win a lot of money. Esker, I win a lot of money. Please tell me. Professor Mindy, pot of gold.
Look for the pot of gold in the bushes with the money.
Will the little leprechaun help me? Yeah.
Yes, and be careful for you.
Careful if I were you.
Join us next time for Questions with Professor Mindy. This show has been brought to you by Coffee Mate. Nothing says morning with Peter M. like Coffee Mate. Special guests for today's program will receive lifetime supply of Coffee Mate. Any names of people living or dead who are clearly coincidental and not intentional by this program, its producers, directors, stars, or affiliates. Peter M. appears via Viacom Industries Incorporated, Universal Entertainment Conglomerate. Snacks provided by Tostino's Pizza Roll. Makeup by Coverall. Here by Fabio. Wardrobe by Oshkosh McGosh.
He's got Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Always after me Lucky Charms. The frosted oat cereal with sweet surprises. Pink hearts, yellow moons, orange stars, green clovers. Part of your good breakfast. Oh, here they come. I'll make a castle to hide in. Open drawbridge.
Frosted Lucky Charms.
Magically delicious.
Hi, this is DJ Pat, and today I'll be talking about Hillside Pizza, my wonderful favorite place on the planet. I've been working there for 10 years.
I have a lot to talk about.
And now, starting Tuesdays, I'll be there at the new program. How about my buddy Craig, who's retired, and I'll be teasing all the kids, some of the kids from Franklin County Tech School from the HEC program, teach them how to make pizzas, how to fold pizza boxes, and how to put the pizzas in the oven, how to make the dough and put a sauce and put toppings on a pizza, and show them all steps of that, show them how to put the pizzas in the oven, how to set the oven timer so pizzas don't overcook. Hey. And I'll teach them how to wash dishes in the future and how to stack the pizza boxes and maybe how to make salads and stuff.
Hey, Patrick.
Pete.
I got a question for Patrick.
Go ahead, buddy.
I have to go to wait for my spring pizza. Made pizza.
What's your favorite pizza,
pepperoni.
Buddy?
Pepperoni. Make the pepperoni pizza. Please help me.
Of course I'll help you make pepperoni pizza. I know how to put pepperoni on pizza and everything. I know how to do everything there.
I do everything there. Everything there. And make good stuff.
All right. So, Mindy, have you ever worked at pizza place before?
No.
Are you interested in working at pizza place someday?
No.
Okay. Jim, what about making WAPs? Are you interested
Raps.
In doing that someday?
WAPs.
Yeah.
Cool, buddy.
WAPs.
And are you interested in making pizza someday too, Jim?
Yeah.
Cool, buddy.
Someday in the future.
Yeah, an awesome buddy. I'll show you how to make a pizza, Jim. I'll show you how to toss a dough in the air and flatten a pizza out. Put it on the screen and put the sauce on it and the cheese and the toppings on. How to put it in the oven. I'll show you all of that, Jimbo, someday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Well, you forgot one thing.
What?
The cheese.
Yeah, cheese. Wonderful mozzarella cheese with Parmesan cheese mixed into it. Yummy.
Oh, yeah, Patrick.
Jim.
Do you have any hamburger pizza over there, too?
No, we don't do hamburger there. We just do turkey sauces and pepperoni, and that's pretty much it. And chicken, too.
What kind of chicken?
Whaler chicken and barbecue chicken. And we have tomatoes and green peppers and onions and artichoke hearts and pineapple. Those are our other toppings we have to put on the pizzas.
How about the
and
wraps?
And olives, too. For wraps, we put lettuce and chicken and sometimes, like, tomatoes and carrots and spinach and stuff.
How about tuna fish?
Yes, tuna fish, too.
How much tuna fish?
A lot of tuna fish. It depends how much people want.
Pepperoni.
Yeah. Last time I was there.
Yeah.
Rebecca.
Pepperoni.
And is there any other toppings you like, Peter, besides pepperoni?
Cheese.
Me too. Cheese is good. Do you like wraps? No. What about salads, Pete?
Salads here.
What kind of stuff do you like on your salad?
Ranch.
Ranch, yummy. I like my salad plain, no dressing, just cherry tomatoes and carrots and lettuce and that's it.
Yeah, I like on mine.
What do you like on yours, Jim?
Blue cheese.
Blue cheese is good.
Yeah.
And Italian dressing, too.
Do you have that over there, too?
They do, Jim. And we have honey Dijon and another kind. I can't really pronounce the name. but they're all good, though.
Italian?
Yeah, Italian, of course.
Yeah.
And we sell cookies, too. Reese's Cup cookies and M&M cookies and big chocolate chip cookies and sometimes chocolate chip muffins and sometimes like Reese's Cup bars, which are very good, and potato chips like barbecue chips and sour cream onion chips and Whaler chips, and we sell soda and seltzer water too, all that good stuff.
How much does the seltzer water go for?
Seltzer water goes for like $3 or $4 is not too bad.
Cheap, right?
Yes, cheap.
Yeah.
Hey, Pete, do you like seltzer water?
Seltzer.
What kind do you like, Pete?
Lime.
Me too. I love lime. That's so good. And what's your favorite kind of soda, Pete?
Coca-Cola Zero Sugar.
Me too. That's so good.
Ask me.
Jim, yippee! What is your favorite kind of soda?
7-Up.
That's good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I like the cherry one.
Me too. I love cherries. Those are so good.
Ever had a cherry Coke?
I have it. So good.
Yippee!
Oh, Seth.
Oops, I forgot that was in there. All right. Keep going. That's okay. Keep going. All right. You want to wrap it up?
Yeah, it is DJ Pat. I'm going to wrap it up now. It was nice talking to all of you. I hope you all of you have a nice day, a nice, wonderful weekend. I will, too. Bye. See you next Thursday.
Oh, Seth.
Hey, you're listening to Airway Superstars with DJ Pat. Jim.
Airways Superstars. I already said that.
Say it again, please.
This is Airway Superstar. I'm DJ Peter. I'm not. DJ Big Rig.
DJ Big Rig, yep.
Jim. Jim. Metal Jim. Bringing the metal to you. I'm about the metal. I'm out heavy metal. I'm about all the metal in the world, in the universe. I'm mounting horses.
In the whole entire galaxy.
Irish metal.
And Gangster Wap Metal Little Street.
No way, Jose. It's metal.
It's Gangster Wap Metal.
It's rap.
It's metal.
No, it's
metal. Wap. It's wap.
It's metal.
Gangster wap.
It's metal.
It's gangster wap.
Metal.
Gangster wap from Scotland.
Ireland.
Gangster wap from England.
Texas.
Gangster wap from New York City.
Metal. This is metal. Metal Jim.
Nope.
Yep. This is my show.
Nope. This is my show, Gangster Wap Pat.
Ha 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 ha. I forgot.
I'm getting angry.
No, I'm getting angry.
I'm getting angry. I'm getting angry. Go ahead, Jim.
I'm getting angry.
I'm getting angry, too.
I'm going to blow up if I have some metal.
I'm going to blow up unless I hear some gangster wap. You wouldn't like me if I'm angry, so watch out.
Oh, yeah? How do you go tell that to a turkey wrap? I like turkey wraps.
I love chicken wraps.
How about tuna fish wrap?
No, I don't like tuna fish. I don't care for tuna.
I do.
Good, I'm glad you like tuna, Jim. Cock-a-doo-doo-doo!
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
Gobble, 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 gobble! Okay, this is DJ Pat signing out. Waps.
Metal.
Gangster wap.
Metal.
Gangster wap. Gangster wap! Gangster rap, man. Gangster rap.
Whiskey in
Here's DJ Casey, top 10 fun facts about St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah,
we love it.
We like it.
And we love it.
And more to Marvin.
St. Patrick's Day, love it. Green, green shamrocks, shamrock shake, Big Mac, a Mac attack. Here we go. Come on, Casey, we're waiting.
Okay, I am DJ Waxer, 10 facts about St. Patrick's Day.
Test. Hello, Casey.
Hey, Abbott. Okay. Number one is the St. Patrick's Day's the name, the shake, was not born Irish. Number two, the legend say St. Patrick's used the sidewalk to teach the children. Number three, St. Patrick's Day began as a kayak fest day. Number four. Okay. Legend say St. Patrick's use the sidewalk to teach Cassidy. Number five. Green became connected to St. Patrick's Day after Irish Africans.
Are you wearing green today, Casey?
I wear green on March 17th.
This could be March 17th right now, depending on who's listening and when. We could be. Let's pretend. It's March 17th. St. Patrick's Day is every day. Are you wearing green today?
Yes, I wear green.
Wearing green, yes. How about you, Phil? Wearing green? Phil, are you wearing green?
I like to wear a green shirt.
Are you wearing a green shirt today? Phil, are you wearing green? Where's your green? Show me your green, buddy. Green shirt. Elliot. Green for Elliot. Are you wearing green? No, I guess not. All right, continue on.
Okay. Now, get back to number six.
Number six.
The first St. Patrick's Day parade was heard in the USA.
Where did that happen? In the USA?
The parade, the marching band.
The marching band from where were they from? In Massachusetts? Or where?
U.S. United States.
Yeah, but what part? Where did they come from?
It's somewhere like Massachusetts or somewhere else.
Okay. Okay. Hey, Phil. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
All right.
Okay. This song.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. Oh, sorry.
The song says, "The Irish River, number two, Whiskey in a Jar."
We just heard that. Just heard that song.
Yeah, number three, Mill Malone. Number four, Danny Boy.
Danny Boy, number yes.
Number five, Irish Eyes of the Spiral. Number six, Irish Washer Woman. Number seven, The Three Little Chicks. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Number seven.
Oh, there's more. Okay.
Seven.
Number seven. Number seven is, St. Patrick's Day was proclaimed by the Irish government. Number eight, Africans, Oaken, and Irish folks. Number nine, Lucky Four with Quiver Will but Wait. Number ten, and Arbica Sorry, JC, the Chicago River Queen to Sky Echo.
Hey, let's talk about this. What do we eat on St. Patrick's Day? Some of us have special things to eat, don't we?
Yeah.
What do we like to eat on this day? What do you think of that? Go ahead, Casey. What are we eating on St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, number 11.
Number 11, we're going to eat.
Corned beef and cabbage is an Irish America fashion.
Do you make that at your house, Casey? Do you have
yes.
that? Corned beef and cabbage?
Yeah.
All right. How about Sleepy Phil? Does he eat that too? What's going on?
Potato.
All right. Phil eats potatoes on St. Patrick's Day. Very nice. Do you have that with your corned beef and cabbage? Do you eat that?
Corned beef and cabbage.
Okay. And okay. Anybody else? Anybody else in the room eat corned beef and cabbage? Or not? Okay.
And me, I eat corned beef and the cabbage with tuna and carrots.
And who will be making that at your house, Casey? Will you be making that? Will you be preparing that this year?
My parents.
Okay. All right. What time are we eating? What time should I arrive?
Anytime. Anytime? Like, 5 or...
Okay.
Four.
Can I get there at 4? I'll be there at 4. I'll be there at 4. How's
okay.
that sound? Yeah? All right. Casey's house, St. Patrick's Day, corned beef and cabbage. Get there early, 4 o'clock. All right, sounds good.
Well, the clock keeps moving, and there's no encore time on television, you know.
This is radio.
I was sort of undecided about the last song, and I asked the crew here, the cameraman, the
technicians. Nope.
To name a favorite song.
No cameras. Radio.
More than one of them.
Every superstar. That's a radio show.
And I'm sure it occupies a tender spot in your memory. I hope it does. It certainly occupies a favorite spot in my memory. I'd like to sing Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy. The pipes. The pipe. A calling. Please sing it. Thank you.
Oh, Danny Boy. The pipes are calling. From glen to glen,
glen to glen,
and down the mountainside. The summer's gone.
The summer's gone.
And
oh,
all
the flowers it's you. It's you. Must go. I must buy.
It's you. It's you. Must go and I must buy.
That's lovely, Jim. You sound glorious. Have a St. Patrick's Day.
But come ye back when summer's meadow. Or when the valley's bare are white with snow.
They all knew what it was. dance. When he took up his stance, then he sang in the Irish drummer. Suddenly there was Hogan from County Tyrone. There was Johnny McGurk, who was scared stiff of work, and a man from a Smead come along. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rogue, and fighting that shisey from Dover. I am Ron McMahon from the banks of the Bun, the skipper and the Irish rover. For a sailor, it's always a bother in life. It's so lonesome by night and by day. Then he longs for the shore and a pity young whore who will melt all his troubles away. All the knives and the rout, filling poteen and stout, for him soon is done and over. Of the love of a maid, he'll never afraid, and a song from the Irish rover. We'll sail 7 years. When the mazes broke out, and he shipped lost this way and afar. And a wild old crew was reduced down to two, with a skipper and a captain's all done. Then a ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock. So it was turned right over. 39 times around, then the poor old dog was drowned. The Irish Rover.
This is DJ Mick Fury, and you're listening to Double News by Malone.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone, as she wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
She was a fishmonger, and sure 'twas no wonder, for so were her father and mother before, and they both wheeled their barrows through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
And no one could save her, and that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. And her ghost wheels her barrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
ourselves alive, alive, oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mihola Suluwan. Thank you.
Sure, 'tis like a morn in spring in the lilt of Irish laughter. You can hear the angels sing when Irish hearts are happy. All the world seems bright and gay, and when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal your heart away. All the world seems bright and gay, and when I